Metlakatla on Annette Island has seen more visitors this year than ever before because of a new approach to cultural tourism. It may be the first time tourism pumps some noteworthy money into the Tsimshian community. KRBD's Ruth Eddy has more.
And we're going to be heading over to Metlakatla today to visit with the lovely Tsimshian people. My name is Ashley.
Boarding the tour boat from Thomas Basin in Ketchikan, cruise ship passengers are offered cushioned seats, each with a map and a pair of binoculars. The tour is called Cultural Treasures of Annette Island, and in its second year, it's still developing. A lot goes into planning a niche tour, what tourists will see and do, what snacks to offer, and what to call it.
The name is very important. You have to be very careful about the name you select. And the first one we had to tweak quite a bit, because the first one was Tsimshian Island, but people had trouble pronouncing Tsimshian and didn't know exactly what it meant anyway.
Amanda Painter is operations manager at Allen Marine Tours, which offers the day trip. She says Holland America suggested the name change. Metlakatla has seen cruising tourists before. Small cruise ship company Cruise West sent ships regularly, but the numbers dropped off in 2010 when Cruise West went out of business. Lacey Wilson is the Metlakatla Indian Community Director of Tourism. She began in 2009, and right away she got to work revamping and realigning the tour with the MIC's goals. The new tagline for the tourism department is culture, history, authenticity.
Highlighting our culture but not exploiting it in any way. And so cultural protection and integrity is something that we take very, very seriously.
The first major stop of the tour is the Duncan Cottage. The 124-year-old building served as the town's first clinic, pharmacy, library, and school.
In addition to all the functions that it served, it was also his home.
The first room on the left was William Duncan's bedroom. The Christian missionary who brought the first residents to Annette Island in 1887 is a major historical, but not cultural, figure.
Part of what Duncan did when he came here was he started integrating us into a more Anglican lifestyle. And he really honestly believed that was for our own good, so that we could prosper and live a better life. But that unfortunately meant a large amount of our culture at that time was lost.
For example, native language. In Duncan's home, now a museum, everything is labeled in both the English and Tsimshian languages, something Wilson says she's proud of and is the only curated collection she knows like it. Wilson says a lot of her job is working against preconceived notions.
There has always been a really unfortunate misconception, especially in Ketchikan, that you can't come here unless you have an invitation.
She says that is not true, and she hopes the growing tourism industry can show that the people of Metlakatla are hospitable and willing to share their lives. The highlight of the trip for most is the dance performance at the end. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.